many people think, oh, woo, 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 it's esoteric or whatever, but it's not. It's pure physics, right? When you look at your own body, our cell membranes have these little millivolts. It's minus 70 millivolts when it's a really healthy cell. We are kind of a walking battery. When the acu is low, you recharge it. Why you don't do it with your own energy and shield it? You can protect it. You can set energetic boundaries.
Candid conversations that might just change how you look at the world. Let's bridge cultures, transcend borders, and build a global family of change makers. Welcome to If By Chance.
Philosophers, scientists, and religious scholars have explored the complex topic of life energy for centuries. While the essence of life energy remains a mystery, quantum physics may help explain its fundamental nature. So when Cornelia Kwan found hers was low, she explored its connection to quantum fields, which she believes are the key to harnessing and restoring our energy levels.
I have two missions. I'm an electrical engineer. I'm working in the energy industry for the Swiss government, and we're responsible for the security of supply in Switzerland. The last 2 years we had this energy crisis because of the Russians stopped delivering gas to Europe. So the last 2 years were very busy and was very interesting. So this is one part, but I was studying electric engineering. It's very male dominated. And so how can I put it? As a woman, I always had to be better and to show, I know this, or always deliver 150%. And I continued even then when I was working and I had my family. So I always had kind of this drive. I had to prove myself, and which drove me directly into severe illness. And I need to find a solution for this. And then the way that traditional medicine pointed out to me didn't feel right for me. So I was, and as an engineer, I know there are always more solutions to one problem. And that's when I started doing research. And then I discovered the quantum field and quantum healing. And for me, quantum physics is my world because it's all about energy and frequencies. And I know what energy is. I know what a frequency is. So I started experimenting with this other energy. I discovered there's so many similarities between our personal energy and electric energy. And that's what I'm doing now as my own business, showing especially women, because I know from my own experience, you just have too many obligations. Women really need energy, and I tell them how they can manage their energy. So you always have your energy at hand when you need it, how you can protect it against energy vampires, how you can clean it, and also how you can shift it by letting go, limiting beliefs, and all from the energy perspective.
Is it possible for you to explain in a simple way what quantum physics is?
Yes. In a nutshell, I know it sounds very academic, right? So it's far away. Einstein was working with quantum physics, but actually it's our daily life. And that's what I also want to bring into the world, because it made my life so much easier. And in a nutshell, you just see everything as energy. And even, now my laptop or, the lights in the background, we see it kind of as something physical, but it's just because it's vibrating on such a low frequency so that we see it as kind of something hardware. But there are so many other frequencies around us we don't see. And in a way, it's just saying in a way, every thought, whatever you're doing, whatever you're feeling, every feel, every belief, it's just a frequency, or also a kind of a virus, or everything is a frequency. And if you look at things like this, if it's just a frequency, then it's so much easier to work with it. You can remove it or whatever. It's more tangible. And that's what I kind of try to teach. And, in my world, as I see it, is that I think that everybody is born with his or her unique frequency. This is you. This is your frequency. And like during the life, like with all, you know, people teaching us and the things that happening to us, we are, you know, on the, our pure frequency, other frequencies are added. And when you're kind of 18, you kind of think this mixture of frequency, this is you. But it's not. It's kind of a mixture. And this can be beliefs and the way we see certain things and our values. Everything is kind of on top of our pure frequency. And my goal in a way is to get rid of frequencies that do not belong to us. And so it's not because mindset work is so much about becoming somebody else. And in my world, it's more about coming back to yourself, right? But because you're right anyway. So in a way, it's letting go things. And for me, this is so much easier than becoming somebody else. So it's more about removing things and coming back to your real you.
So how will we know if we found our unique frequency, the one that we were born with?
I think the probably we'll never reach that state again when we were a baby, because this was kind of really pure. But I think we can get close. And I think the closer you get, the more confident you feel with yourself, the more you appreciate yourself, and you're more resilient, and you are less driven by external factors or people or what people expecting from you, saying to you. So it's more about feeling whole within yourself. I think this is in harmony, balance. So what we are kind of many people are aiming for, right? And I think when you really kind of remove stuff, because it's also the same thing with mindset work, right? With mindset work, you're always overwriting because you figure out, okay, I have this limiting belief. And then you kind of, it takes, the minimum 28 days. You always have to, you know, overwrite it with a positive belief. But the limiting belief underneath is still there. So you're kind of overwriting it. And my personal energy work, it's all about finding out, it's looking behind the scenes and finding out why is the limiting belief in my life in the first place, right? Because there is most of them, it's a reason because somebody told you, you need to feel like this or you need to do this. And then you just think, that's how I have to be loved and to be accepted and to be part of the community. And then you just think this is you. And so in a way, it's always important to find out what's the cause of it. And then you eliminate the cause, and then all the stored emotions and all the beliefs and everything attached to it, they go away at the same time. So for me, it's more a sustainable and holistic approach.
So when you're working with someone, what might that journey look like?
You know, most of the time people come with a problem or a situation. And this problem can be either physical or they're stuck somewhere or mental. And then in a way they explain it. But most of the time I don't really need to know, because how I work is that I connect with the energy, because the quantum field is all around, right? And so if you connect to via the quantum field, it's like the internet. You connect to the internet and then you can have access to certain information. And for me, it's the same. If I connect with the quantum field, then I can connect with that energy from the person, and then I can download certain information if I have the permission to do so. Of course, I won't if I'm not asked to do so. And there I get the information, you know, what's the problem and how you can heal it. And, you know, once you know what it is, it's kind of done. So, you know, I had healed traumas or things like this in one session, like in an hour. And sometimes, you know, it's a little bit like layers. Maybe there is a need for a second session because there is some underneath we couldn't work on at the first session. but it's very fast and it's very efficient, because working with energy, it's so much easier. There's kind of a lightness to it, because it's so much easier, you know, to send like 1 kilo of energy to you to Australia instead of a parcel with one kilo. It takes so much longer, right? It's bigger effort to do so.
And when you're working with someone, are they talking while the energy, where you're getting the download of the energy? Or you're just feeling?
No, they're not talking, you know. And then I tell them what information I get, and then we talk about it. If this is something that resonates with them, sometimes they don't know because it's stored somewhere, and like consciously, they don't know. Even if it's from childhood or something, then you just don't remember, or it hurts so much that you kind of put it away. So you locked it somewhere, so you don't have like conscious access to it. And then we kind of we let go all these stored emotions and whatever is we forgive, we connect with it, and then what everybody's saying, yeah, it's like, you know, like this load or all these stones they had carrying with them, they just vanish. Yeah, they feel it immediately, and most of the time I also see it, even if it's on Zoom. Most of the calls on Zoom, people look differently afterwards because their energy changes. And there is nothing they have to do, because, you know, if their energy changes, then it's just gone. And you feel it. You don't have to think, oh, I have to do this, or I have to behave differently. It doesn't trigger you anymore because it's out of your energy system. That's the same with trigger points, right? And we have so many. Me too. I'm working like every day on trigger points. Like with two teenage daughters, right? They really know how to press your buttons, right? And, you know, when I really kind of get angry or something, then I always say, the first thing I'm saying to myself is, why I'm getting angry? So there is a reason for this, you know, and most of the time it's not that what my daughter are doing or saying it that in the moment, there's something behind it, right? And then I can look at it, it takes 10 minutes, and then it's, this thing doesn't trigger me anymore. There are other things then, and it makes your life so much easier, and that kind of increasing your resilience. You just don't freak out about so many things, because they literally don't, you know, it's just, yeah, they happen, but they don't trigger you. And this saves so much energy.
The only one doing this practice, or are there other people that work in this way?
I think there are a lot of people working with energy. There are a lot of energy healers and light workers. But, you know, what's the beauty about it is, you know, and I'm also teaching people how they can learn it themselves. Because, of course, you know, I was not born with this gift. I developed it because I started working with my energy. So, and we are all kind of 100% energy, it's natural to us. We just kind of forgot about it. And I still know that many people think, it's esoteric or whatever. But it's not. It's pure physics, right? Like if you take your phone, you have this electromagnetic field around it because, yeah, people are sensitive to it. You need to protect yourself. Yeah, no, it's not good for our body. So if you believe that this phone has an electromagnetic field, why, when you look at your own body, you know, your biology or physics in a way is saying that our cell membranes have this little millivolts. It's minus 70 millivolts when it's a really healthy cell. So we have millivolts in our body. It's the cell membrane. We need it so it works properly. And even like all the communication from our brain, that I can move this finger, I get a nervous impulse. It's a little current in milliamperes. So in a way, we have current, we have voltages around us. We are kind of a walking battery. So if you believe that the battery of your, or the aqua of your phone creates a magnetic field, why is it so difficult to understand that we have a electromagnetic field around us as well? We are a battery. And when once you understand that, like same with your phone, right? When the accu is low, you recharge it. Why you don't do it with your own energy? And how, you know, you can shield it, you can protect it, you can kind of set energetic boundaries. It's really kind of fun experimenting with it. And everybody can do it. You can do it, I can do it, and all my clients can do it as well. And my goal in a way is to show people who are interested how they can do it with their on their own, because it makes so much life so much easier when you can do it. You're not, I don't want to make people dependent on me, and I know everybody can do it. And back coming back to your question, yes, there are people doing it. Most of them have special gifts, but I think the way I teach people, you don't need any special gift. I don't see energy as well, but I feel it. We all feel it if we open up ourselves. And I think there is no one way, because all our energies are unique. We are all unique. So there is no one thing that fits all. And I think that's ideal. So I show people how they can get started. It's kind of a starter kit. And then I encourage everybody, make your own out of it. Make it the way it works for you. You can use it, and you can use it to work with other people. And in my idea, there would be like millions of different ways to work with energy, because there is no one fits all.
I think it's really interesting, especially that conversations I've had with people that work in a similar space to yourself, they don't have the academic background that you have. And you understand energy from our current understanding of science. And I think the interesting thing about this conversation is that you're working in a way that I'm not sure it's quite possible to measure yet. That'd be right. It is possible to measure. But in terms of the transfer and the download, you can actually measure that. You can.
Yes, actually, because, you know, as you said, I'm a scientist, you know, and I always was looking at these similarities between electric energy and personal energy. And we all know how to measure electric energy. And that's exactly what Newton said, right? Newton said, if you can't, you know, see it, if you can't touch it, and if you can't measure it, it doesn't exist. So from my understanding, I knew it exists, right? So if it exists, there must be a way, and some people see it, right? But most don't. So there must be a way of measuring it. And actually, I did quite some research. I found a unit that measures life energy, and it was discovered by André Bovis, a French radiologist. Don't nail me down on the numbers, but, and he used it because he wanted to measure the freshness of food, like the life energy of food. Like an apple, like fresh from the tree, has a different energy if it's like stored for 1 year somewhere and then you eat it, right? And so he wanted to measure that. And he developed the Bovis scale. And he started off with like from 0 to 10,000 Bovis. And he figured out that a normal healthy person has around minimum needs to have 7,500 Bovis. And then he kind of measured the food, and it's, and in a way it's a logic. And now we're getting in the different area, it's of nutrition. But he found out that if you eat something that has itself more energy than you, it gives your body energy. If you're eating stuff that had less energy than your body, then of course it's withdrawing your energy, your body energy. In a way, it's completely simple, right? And so he started experimenting with that, and I'm experimenting with Bovis as well. So in a way, with Bovis, you can get up in the morning like and measure yourself can measure it. You don't need a unit or whatever. You can measure it very simply, and then you measure your own Bovis, and then you can do like a meditation, or you can recharge your energy, and then you measure again, and then you see a difference. You measure a difference. And it's the same with food. So it's, in a way, it's always good to test out, and it's very simple if you always can eat it, right? But then you eat it with a different consciousness, and you can figure out which things serve your body and which doesn't. And, you know, with all these food trends worldwide, right? And, like, I'm a victim myself, because, you know, you probably know Anthony Williams, and he claims, right, that, like, the two most healthy foods in the world are wild blueberries and freshly squeezed celery juice. So I learned that, and I thought, wow, very cool. So I bought a big juicer, I bought celery, and then I pressed every morning my fresh celery juice. And I drank it, of course, and I like it. But after some while, I noticed that I get an ache in my stomach after drinking the celery juice. So then I started testing, you know, sometimes even I forget. Then I tested, and I found out celery juice is nothing for my body. It's just not good for me. And so my message here is, you know, there are so many food trends. You need to eat this, you need to eat these supplements, and when you're missing out this, right? It's nonsense, right? Because we are all unique. We have unique bodies. And you literally need to figure out what's good for your body. And if you know that, what's good for you, you will find such a difference in the way you look, your body, you know, yeah, we'll have so much more energy. And you can eat so many things. And you just need to know which one are the right ones for you. And they might be right for you, but maybe not for the rest of your family. So it might be something difficult, but in a way, it's just about knowing about it makes such a difference.
What's the first thing that you teach people?
To connect with their energy. Because most people are not even connected to it. And the second thing I teach is to connect with their body.
So how do you know if you're connected to either of those things?
There is a very simple exercise I teach all my students. Normally, it's easier if people see it, but we can also do it just by guiding through it. But I can show you. So, but for doing that, it's best you stand up.
Okay.
Can you stand up?
I can stand up.
So the easy thing is you just kind of relax, inhale through your nose and exhale. Then you put your hands on your stomach or your belly. And then you ask, you know, what I'm teaching you, that you can start communicating with your body, and then you're connected. So first thing, you can say, my name is Stacy, and then see what how your body reacts.
Out loud or in my
mind?
Yeah,
it's easier.
My name is Stacy.
See your, what do you feel? Or what happened?
I feel steady. Is that
okay.
What you say?
I saw a little movement. Like, watch what you, let's say it again. Or let's say, give me a yes. Relax,
yes.
Give me a yes, and then see how your body reacts to it.
Yes. What did you see that time? Did you see anything then?
No. It's just about what happens to you when you say, give me a yes. Most of the time, your body reacts.
Yes.
And then you can say, give me a no, and then see what happens afterwards.
No. That makes me feel a little almost unstable or unsettled.
I can see that you're a little bit tilting backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then now you can say, my name is Paul. See what happens then.
My name is Paul.
Yeah, you're going backwards as well.
Okay. And so what does that mean?
Yeah, come back.
So I've heard this idea where if you are trying to make a decision and you feel yourself step into it and see how you feel, whether it feels good or not. Is this similar in any way or not?
It goes beyond. because what I'm teaching here is that you really kind of starting communicating with yourself. And in order to communicate, you're using your body as a pendulum for yes and no. So you can ask yes and no questions. And so in order to communicate, you need to know what's your yes and what's your no. Otherwise, you can't communicate. And so what we did here now with you is kind of your no is, my no now is like I'm really kind of falling backwards. So it's getting stronger. At the beginning, the signals are very subtle because your body, of course, you need to learn, communicating with each other. But, my yes is now like this. It's very clear. At the beginning, it's not so clear, but it's getting clearer. And so normally people for a yes, they tilt forward and no is backwards. Right? But it's not with everybody. Like with my daughter, it's exactly the other way around. So that's why it's always good to check first. So don't just start saying this is my yes and this is my no, because it can be different. And once you have your yes and your no, you can kind of, ask at the beginning. It's always good to train things where you kind of know the answers. Like here, I can ask the question, it's night. And then my body goes backwards because here, no, it's 9:30 in the morning, right? And or you can, is it raining? No, it's not. So you can just to get a little bit acquainted to it. And then you can start asking questions with smaller questions where you don't know the answer, but you're curious, but they are not life-changing. And the more you feel confident with it, then you can really ask bigger questions. And it's always about, because this is really important, you always get only the answer to the question you ask. So don't think like everything that's behind and it's implicit in the question. No, it's not. You explicitly just get the answer to this. So asking like, is this decision, should I do this? Then you get a yes, because it's just not clear, why should you do it? If I do this, does it bring me closer to my goal? Or is it good for my development long term? Or will it support me in feeling me happy? It's really very important which question you're asking. So, and this needs some training. And, there are some things I overlook myself. And then I laughed about it because, there was some in my corporate job, like one evening I got a text message from my deputy and she asked, can we have a short conversation tomorrow morning? And then I thought, is she resigning? And then I checked, is she resigning? And I get a clear no. So then the next morning she came in my office and then she told me that she is thinking of resigning. And then, but I didn't pose the right question. So, I got the answer. She is not resigning. But the day afterwards, she told me she got a really cool offer and she would like to take it. And then she actually resigned and later on, but in that, I got exactly the right answer to my question. So that's what I wanted to point out. So really think and ask several questions. Did you really get kind of, transfer what you wanted to know?
And you spoke earlier about helping people manage their energy and making sure there was enough available. Can we go into that a little bit?
Sure. Yeah. I showed them how they can connect to the in the quantum field. The quantum field has unlimited energy. And in a way, what I teach is, I don't know if you have kids, but you don't have to have your own, but if you watch kids play, they have really unlimited energy. Like they can, even to start sitting or to start standing or walking, they can do that for hours because they really want to do it and they have the energy to do it. So in my thesis, it is that we are all born connected to the quantum field. And that's why we always, when we're connected, you get this energy continuously. You're recharging like if you had your phone hooked up continuously to the plug. But for some reason, you will kind of trained and we lose these connections. And what I'm teaching my students is to reconnect to the quantum field. So most of the time, I don't have any energy problems, right? I hardly get really tired. Of course, you get this physical tiredness, but you know, like the mental tiredness, I can work long hours and it's without feeling drained because I still have this joy and this fun with part of it. Because life with more energy, more things are easier, right? Because when you have no energy or only little energy, you're always in this survival mode. You're always just kind of thinking what you have to do the next day to get through this day and how you're going to manage. And if you have lots of energy, you see so many, you know, new ideas are coming, you see opportunities, you see solutions. That's what people telling me, that's when they perceive life easier. Because you're not limited, but you have more options and you can choose. And this is always kind of makes you feel I'm in power, I can choose. And then you even have the energy to execute it, to actually do it. And I think that's what I teach people how they can, you know, time management. For me, we also focused on our time. Our time is limited to 24 hours and my energy isn't. So what I can do is I can do more things with more fun and joy in the same time. And so in a way it increases your productivity and also, you know, your relationships, because if you don't feel drained or burdened, then it's easier to be friendly and open and to others, and people feel that, right? And they're also drawn to people with lots of energy, because most people don't.
Have you always wanted to work in the field of energy?
For a long time, my world was only electric energy. And, you know, if I wouldn't have become sick, I think it would still be the same. So... yeah, looking backwards, this was really kind of a life-changing experience. And I think otherwise I wouldn't have discovered this quantum science. Maybe I would have been curious enough to step into it. But there was really kind of, I had a problem and I wanted to solve it. And so I was really working on it. And I'm still, you know, I'm working every day on my energy and also the energy around it, and people feel it, and I feel it as well. And this is more, it's just more positive atmosphere, and at home or in office, and that's what I really love about it, because relationships are so important for us, and if people feel drawn to you, then it's more fun.
Absolutely. So what would you say to someone who isn't working in a field that they love and is having a hard time?
That's a very good question. And I think the most important thing is to find out what really makes your heart sing. And I know many people don't know, and I haven't known for a very long time myself. But I think it's just about opening yourself and saying that there might be something out there that's really for me, and that I'm enjoying doing it. And then I start working into this direction. And I think, you know, for my, I also wrote it in my book that I just published. It's, most of the time we are so focused on our physical energy. So many people are kind of, you know, looking, you know, into their nutrition, sleep well, exercising, right? And this is only part of the coin. And of course, it's the most fundamental energy, because if you don't feel well physically, it's very difficult to work on different areas, because it takes so much focus to, you know, recover and feel physically well. But there are five layers of energy in my world. And this is the physical energy. And then you have the energetic energy, the emotional one, so where all the emotions are stored, and then the mental with all the beliefs. And then last but not least, you have the spiritual energy. And the spiritual energy, well, most people kind of think, oh, wow, this esoteric stuff. But for me, it's exactly what you are saying. It's the purpose, right? Because if you have something that you really enjoy doing, you're kind of becoming your own power plant. You're generating increasingly so much energy that you kind of even don't need to be connected to the quantum field, because it gives you so much joy and fun just doing this, what you're doing, and you're spreading that, yes? And this is kind of the most essential energy for me, because if you really connect or do things that you love doing, you're generating your own energy. And this is the most powerful one.
Makes sense. Is there another way that you'd like to take this conversation or talk about something that we haven't so far?
I think we have pretty much covered covered the whole journey from nutrition, measuring your energy. And because, yeah, many people need a proof, right? When they're working with their energy, because they don't see it. But I think, especially now with this, there's so much uncertainty and crisis and war and in the world. And I think it's so important. And most people notice that what worked so far, for some reason, doesn't work in the same way. And there's one thing, yeah, there's one message I would like to share with your wonderful audience. And this is, the energies around are changing. And first of all, and I don't know if you're aware about the Schumann frequency. The Schumann frequency is the frequency of the Earth. The Earth itself is vibrating on a certain frequency. Otto Schumann is a physician, a German physician, or he was a German physician, and he discovered, he discovered it's around 8 hertz. I don't know about Australia, but like the electric system in Europe, it has like this 50 hertz. It's kind of like you have this a valley, and then this mountain of a wave, if you remember yourself in the physics class. And there are kind of these 50 values and mountains per second. And in Australia, in particular, you have a different frequency. And the Earth has like 8 these values and mountains per second. And we are living on the Earth, right? So the frequency of the Earth has also an impact on our own frequency. And this frequency is also measured, that there are several stations that are measuring it. You can even track it in the internet. And what it's observed, that the frequency in a way stays the same, but there are huge peaks in the attitude of the wave is so much higher. It's like 120 times higher, there's some peaks. And it's the reason behind it is maybe that there are more sunstorms and so, but there is a change and these peaks are increasing. So as our physical body is living here and the frequency of the Earth is kind of changing and variating so much, it's important that you are adapting to that, right? Because this is our space where we live, right? And it's not only about climate reason, but it's also frequency-wise. And the better you know managing your own energy, the easier you can adapt to these changes, right? And they are coming. And the other thing is that also, like, I'm not an expert in astrology, but there is also, like, the whole energy of the universe or from the stars is changing at the moment. And if you go by the constellation, the stars are having like right now, is very special and was the same in 248 years ago. So now you may ask yourself, what happened 250 years ago? And actually there were a lot of revolutions. There was the French Revolution. There was also the revolution in the US. So people kind of with this energy around, people are kind of standing more up for themselves, and there will be change happening. And so the more you adapt to, or you know, have tools to easily adapt to changing situations, the more resilient you are yourself. And I've that's what I'm teaching also is, you know, when you know managing your energy, you always have tools on how you get, you know, you see solutions, because you're, you know, can raise your energy quite quickly, you can raise your frequency, and then you're open to better solutions. So that's what I'm recommending. What I'm seeing is here, there will be change coming, and the better you're prepared, the easier you will get through it. And I think this is also a message to a lot of moms, because, you know, they're kind of the pillar of the family, you know, and you're not only responsible for yourself, also fathers, of course, but women have so many obligations, yeah, with their jobs and families and aging parents. So they, for them, it's even more important to have enough energy and to manage it, to be there for your family, especially in times of crisis. And so I think, I don't say there is a crisis coming, but I see that there will be a lot of changes coming. And that would be kind of my message to, yeah, prepared, and with energy work, you're really prepared.
Life is so much easier when you have energy to burn, and a lot more fun. To learn about Cornelia's personal energy strategies, check out the show notes.
Now, dear listener, it's your turn. Have you got something to add to the conversation? Then get in touch via the links in the show notes. Whether you have questions, a message of support, or resources that you think might help, we'd love to hear from you. And if by chance you know someone with a story that will inspire others, be sure to let us know. Your contributions help turn inspiration into action, drive positive change, and make life just that little bit better. And if this conversation inspired you to expand your worldview, head to hellohuman.global to join the conversation.